The Chena River broke up in Fairbanks yesterday, and ice jams caused waters to rise. The National Weather Service reported earlier this morning that the downtown area ice jams had cleared overnight. An ice jam on the Salcher River also prompted a flood watch. Meanwhile, rapid melt-off of an above-normal snowpack is causing minor flooding elsewhere around the interior. Weather Service meteorologist John Cowan says above-normal temperatures over the last week have resulted in significant melting.
Most of the flooding issues that we've seen across the interior especially have been ponding of meltwater.
State Department of Transportation Northern Region spokesperson Caitlin Fry says snowmelt runoff is a problem on several sections of road near rivers and creeks, including along the recently opened Taylor Highway in the eastern interior.
Got shut down again yesterday at milepost 54 for some pretty serious damage due to flooding and water going across the road. We also have some roads that have shut down in the Delta area, and then we're watching a spot on Chena Hot Springs Road around milepost 26.
Other spots where water has been a problem include a stretch of Blaine Road in Fairbanks, the Steese Highway between Central and Circle, the Elliott Highway west of Livengood, and the Dalton Highway near mile 6. Fry cautions that flooding is expected to continue and might get worse.
And if you're going to travel on one of our really remote roads like the Taylor Highway, please drive a four-wheel drive vehicle and bring emergency supplies, because this is the time of year that we never really know what's going to happen.
As far as the larger breakup picture is concerned in the interior, the Weather Service's Cowan says flood concerns remain along the region's large rivers, including the Tanana and Yukon.
Ice jams could become an issue with the ice staying thick as the breakup does occur. So we will be watching for that.
Cowan says the National Weather Service is working with river community observers as well as pilots to track breakup conditions. I'm Dan Bross.